Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
To morning footy. Well, it was a poor start to the MLS season for New York City FC. 3 consecutive losses in their first 3 matches, but things have turned around lately. Unbeaten in their last 4, and they're coming off a pretty convincing 2-0 win over DC United. All right, so we're at this point in the season where most teams have played 9 matches. Inter Miami have played 10, but they're the only one. So identities are kind of starting to be formed. Alexis, for New York City FC, what have you seen evolve in sort of these first like 9 matches? Where has the improvement been from that poor start?
So when it comes to New York City Football Club, one of the things that's constantly mentioned about them is how they are a child of the City Football Group. So they have to sort of play in that mold,
like
right?
A baby?
A little baby, like okay. Thursday. It's Friday's baby. They have to play in that mold. And the one thing I've seen is what's been asked of Nick Cushing is to show a little bit of wiggle room in those tactics to allow the team to be feel a little bit less as if it's pragmatic passing into certain spaces and more aggressive. And I think that's what you've seen over the last 2 wins is a team that is a slight bit more direct, playing with the talent that's on the pitch while still maintaining the DNA of a City Football Group. So in particular, Santi Rodriguez, one obviously an incredible player, someone who can sort of take on the mantle of a Maxi Morales in the past for New York City that can kind of be, you know, a bit of a quarterback, someone that can kind of put players in good positions, but also willing to go after the goal himself. We're looking at a beautiful, I mean, literally just passed it right into, and you're seeing transition play. You're seeing that bit more directness, being able to exploit some of the advantages we have, a much shorter pitch than most teams. These types of players that have the ability to play in the transition. Ojeda is a young player, comes in with a lot of potential to be sold in the future. That's a big moment it's a big thing for New York City, and you're seeing him play it on the right. Become more aggressive, take players on, go one-on-one. Things that I think fans wanted to see in the beginning, it felt like it was a lot more ticky-tack, just passing it around the back line in the midfield and hoping to catch teams out of position. And now you're seeing a team that is a bit more aggressive and a bit more attacking. And to some degree, I feel like the temperature has turned down a little bit on Nick Cushing's seat. I'm not saying it's completely cold, but I think the conversation about Nick Cushing has sort of slowed down, and it's beautiful to see. In particular, I just want to mention one more thing. His support and backing of Moussa Bakrar, I think, is great. I think we would all agree he's a player that's missed a ton of opportunities. He had a howler of a miss in this match. But what you saw was when he got subbed off, he hung his head in shame. His head was in his hands. And that, to me, is a player that we as fans should back. And that I understand that the coach is backing. Do you bench him and then completely shatter his courage? Or do you keep playing him and hope that he finds his form? I don't have the answer to that, but I want to give a little credit to Nick Cushing for backing his guy.
That's where I wanted to go with Bakrar, because we've often seen in this league that when you have a 10-9 combination, it can win you trophies.
Yes.
It can get you somewhere. Bakker needs to score. I don't care if he needs to be backed or whatnot by the coach. They need to do whatever they can to get goals. If it's through Bakker or it's not through Bakker.
But he is. He's helping.
Okay.
And in those highlights, you saw that.
So
he's doing other things on the pitch. And we've asked Charlie this question.
Here's my question.
He said, are you getting involved? Are you doing other things to help the team win?
Here's my question.
And Bakker is doing that.
And I guess you've half answered it. Is there potential for there to be this formed partnership between Santi and Bakker?
To be completely honest with you, just watching it, and this is the first time being asked this question, so it's not like I could have prepared a better answer. I honestly think the partnership's being formed around him, which is a little, I guess it's got to be frustrating if you're him.
Right, Ojeda's been flourishing.
Julian looks good, yes.
No,
everyone is around him.
So would you say, is that telling? Is this a striker who's going to get you an MLS Cup?
The way he's currently playing, the answer has to be no. But I don't think we've seen the best of Mustafa Bakker. If you ask me, is this his ceiling? No, because he wouldn't have been brought in, this being his ceiling. But without his ability to show anything better, I mean, he literally had a wide open net.
Mm-hmm.
Keeper was off to the left. He was passed directly to him, no one in front of him, and somehow that ball went wide. And it hurt him as much as it hurt the fans, because the fans are just...
You know he hasn't scored yet.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay.
But has he done things to help the team score? The answer is yes.
Okay.
He's gotten in the middle. He's linked up. He's put people in position.
He's got
assists.
He has zero goals and zero assists.
He's had assists.
He has zero goals and zero assists.
This season.
But you have two DP spots. So I look at New York City FC and I say, if you go out and get a striker in the summer, given how this team is built, and mm-hmm. I love the new additions.
There you go.
They can be a real contender to win MLS Cup.
100%.
But they need to make those signings.
Okay, that's a fair assessment.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.